Okay, well, we have this announcements in a few minutes, so short idea, okay? Very nice idea from the Meshech Chachma. The Pasuk says in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, Vayitein Adonai et chen ha'am b'nei Mitzrayim, Gama ish Moshe gadol ma'od meretz Mitzrayim b'nei avdei faro uv'nei ha'am, right? So God gives favor, right? This is in the context, this is in the, when the Jews are asked to go get the kelim, right, get all the vessels, take the money and the like from the Mitzrim. So the Pasuk says that God puts favor in the eyes of the Mitzrim, and Moshe was great in Egypt in the eyes of the servants and the eyes of the people. So the Meshech Chachma wants to know, many of the Farshim do, but I'm just, again, I'm short on time, so I'll just share the Meshech Chachma. He says, what exactly, why is that the order? Right, why is that the order? He's great in the eyes of the Avdei Paro, and then only the Mitzrim. So he says, "Hinei yadua hitavuta kavod ba'am yeshnu mishnei panim, o meotzim chokhma shal nichbanu midotav ha'eliyot v'anago niflaa, o mipelot zarot bilti musagot uplaim yotzim migeder ha'argel ha'tivi." So there are two reasons, two types of greatness that are in play in general, but here. One is greatness in the sense that you are a good person. You're wise, you're have good character traits, right? You're a great human being. And then there's, you're a miracle worker, right? You're great, you're amazing, right? Wow. To the point where Ad ki yachshavu le'elohi, right? You might, right? They might think of you as quasi-divine. And he says, what's the difference? So he says, if someone is a good person, who notices that first? The wise people, right? The leaders who are looking for that, right? Like big miracles, wonders, that catches very easily onto the masses. But when people are good, right, the people who know them best, who are attuned, who are themselves elevated, notice it first. And then, right, slowly it goes to the people. Right, slowly it passes on, right? Like, right, Gedolim are recognized, right, like Ki'ilu, right, with Poskim, sometimes you won't go to them directly, but you'll go to your shul rabbi, and the person who your rabbi asks, right, the Gedolim are the people that the people, right, that the average person interacts with, trust. Right, because not everyone's going to go ask the Gadol themselves, right, they ask their shul rabbi, and if their shul rabbi says, I don't know the answer, but I'm going to go to whatever, right, you start to realize that that person, who maybe you can't directly understand, right? This is true, definitely true in terms of wisdom, right? That it's very hard for the average person, that's, let's say, to know that someone is a first-rate Talmud Chacham. Like, they might know that someone knows more Torah than them, but how are they supposed to know whether that person is just, like, you know, above average or, like, yeah, like, or, yeah, I mean, right, there's, like, this, right, like, this scene in Good Will Hunting, right? Where at some point, the professor, right? He's like, right? He's frustrated because, like, the average person has no idea, right? There's like only five people in the world even understand what's going on, and only do I realize you're like 10 times, right, as good as me. No one else could possibly even fathom it because they don't understand this, right? Bichlal. And he said, on the other hand, miracles impress the average person on the street much faster, right? The average person is like dazzled by wonders, right? Right, they're going to hear the stories. Everyone's talking about it. It's on YouTube, right? Everyone, look at the miracles that he, right? Right, it goes viral. That's how people know him. So now, based on that, what does he say? So now he says, the average person, therefore, was more impressed with Moshe's power. But lo kena chartumim v'sarim b'dam v'tzardeh, but not Paro's officers, avdei Paro, because, yeah, they saw his miracles, but what impressed them Right? It wasn't the miracles. Remember, at the beginning, they were able to replicate it. Right? Dam, Svardeya, right? They were able to replicate the beginning. It wasn't the miracles that were impressing them. Right? Peirsha, Eno Ishki had something together on Oshi. They didn't think he was beyond nature because they could do it themselves. Right? But what did they notice? Right? So Meshech Chachma argues that even though they weren't yet impressed by his miracles at the beginning, from the beginning, what did they learn about him? Look how much he cares. Right? Look how he holds himself. He's an anav. Right? He's humble. He cares about the people. Right, and he said that type of honor starts with the Avdei Paro and then goes to the people. Okay, now I'll just add what he doesn't spell out, but I think what emerges from it is, well, why is this important? So I would suggest that what is the pasuk talking about here? Vayitin lemchein ha'am b'nei Mitzrayim. Is that the people, right? There was grace that the people, in the end of the day, at some level of Mitzrim, despite it all, there was a certain amount of care that they had for the Jews that they gave them, right? They gave them the gold and silver when they were leaving. And I would suggest that Meshech Chachma's vort works very well in this pasuk, because what the pasuk is saying is, look, when it's one thing to say they were scared, and that's why they gave it. But the fact that it describes that they gave it generously, where would that have come from? They just spent a year being terrified and right and terrorized by these miracles. But if in fact he's right that the fear being described, the appreciation being feared being described here is not the one of miracles, but is that they recognize his character. Right? What the Meshech Chachma would come, what would come from the Meshech Chachma is that at this point, despite the fact, yes, Paro is broken, when they start giving the pots and pans and whatever to the Jews, the reason that they're doing it is not because of the fear, right? But because after a year, the message that's coming from Paro is that this guy isn't just powerful, but he's actually good, right? He stands for something, right? If that's the case, then what you might see is a certain amount of success in God's plan of educating the Egyptians and not just punishing them. Right, because that means that according to him, at this point, they are recognizing that Moshe isn't just a powerful person. He stands for important values. And that, I think, would show, despite the what you get in the rest of the story, at least a modicum of success on God's stated goal in Va'era, which is Vayudu Mitzrayim Pianei Hashem, that the Egyptians, and not just the Jews, will go through an educational process. Okay, let's stop there. You got announcements.